We've all heard the complaints and live with the consequences. The congressional budget process is broken and needs drastic overhaul. The Bipartisan Policy Center has some suggestions for doing just that. Dr. Alice Rivlin is a senior fellow in economic studies at the Brookings Institution and a former director of both the Congressional Budget Office and the Office of Management and Budget. She co-authored the report with former New Mexico Senator Pete Domenici and joins me now to discuss it. Dr. Rivlin, great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom. Good to be here.
All right. So is the budget process in the way it does not seem to work? Is it getting worse or does it just seem that way because we're living in the moment?
Oh, it's gotten worse over the last several years. It's been a long time since the whole federal budget process has worked as intended. It's been a long time since the Congress has done budget making by what they like to call regular order. Regular order has essentially broken down. We've been using workarounds like sequestration and the super committee and other things. This year, they have gotten back to doing a budget resolution, which is kind of nice, but it doesn't mean that the whole process is back on track.
All right, so review the Congressional Budget Act for us and what it was supposed to do. It's going on to four decades now.
Absolutely. It was passed in 1974, so it's 41 years old. It was supposed to give Congress a way of making its own views felt and taking action on the budget as a whole. Before that, they didn't have it. The president's budget came up. It was sent to different committees. They acted on appropriations bills separately, tax bills separately. There was never a moment for looking at the whole budget. That's what the new process was supposed to do. It created the budget committees. It created the Congressional Budget Office, which I'm very proud of, and it created a process for looking at the whole budget and deciding on it. Unfortunately, it was too complicated a process, and it was layered on top of the existing process of authorization and appropriation. It never dealt with the entitlements. It focused very heavily on discretionary spending, the annual appropriations, which were much bigger than as a share of the budget. But what's happened over the years is Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security have grown rapidly because we're an aging population and we wanted more benefits for those people. The process hasn't kept up with that. It hasn't included taxes and tax expenditures spending through the tax code. So it's a very partial process, even when it's working, and right now it's not.
And, of course, when you were at the Office of Management and Budget, you lived with the consequences of this, and probably we're preaching to the choir here, but tell us what it's like from the administration side or the agency side when Congress is going through these tintinnabulations.
Back in the 90s, the process was working quite well, and you may remember we went from a substantial deficit to an actual surplus by the end of the 90s, and that was partly because the Congress and the executive branch were focused on getting the deficit down. They had different ways of doing it, but they were able to compromise their differences and get on with the budget. We did close the government a couple of times, but
I remember that too.
That wasn't good. But aside from that, the budget process was working reasonably well in the 90s to do what a budget process has to do, and that is bring the points of view together and say, we can't get everything we want here, any of us, but let's make a budget and get on with it. That's what's not been happening in the last few years.
And could one reason for that be, and this is not a political show, but the fact that the political polarities have gone further and deeper into their own orbits? Could that be one of the causes of this?
Oh, that's the principal cause of it. We have much more polarized politics than we had a few years ago. That's demonstrable. But I think the other thing is the unwillingness to compromise. We've often had times when Republicans and Democrats saw things very differently, but they said, okay, you get a little of this and we get a little of that, and let's keep things moving.
We're speaking with Dr. Alice Rivlin, a senior fellow in economic studies at the Brookings Institution. And in the new report that you have come out with former Senator Domenici, tell us what the chief recommendations are that you think might get things off the this rut they're stuck in.
Well, it has a couple of general themes. One is the budget should cover all spending and all revenue. There should be a moment in which the Congress makes decisions on not just discretionary spending and appropriations, but on the entitlement spending, mandatory spending, and on taxes, including tax expenditure.
That's Let me just stop you right there for a second, because I think that word discretionary and non-discretionary, maybe that word needs to go away, because ultimately everything is discretionary, even Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, isn't it?
That's right. Now, there are some reasons why you enact something like Social Security as a permanent appropriation and a long-lasting thing. You don't want to be changing it every year, because people need to be able to think about what their retirement's going to be for a reasonable period into the future. But that doesn't mean it should be outside the budget process. And right now, programs like Social Security essentially operate on autopilot, as does the tax system. It is not part of the budget process in a serious way. So we propose bringing those elements into the budget process. We also think it ought to be timely and get the budget made on time and not have government shutdowns. That'll appeal to federal workers. But it's basically right for the country. We ought to make budget decisions before the fiscal year starts, so we don't have to run on continuing resolution. And we ought to know what's happening. So we propose first a two-year cycle for discretionary spending. We'd keep that term, but do it every other year. That would give agencies more planning time and give the Congress a more a sensible schedule, so they don't have to do budgets every year, which they actually haven't been doing. We would have an automatic continuing resolution in case the process broke down. So you wouldn't shut down the government. There would be an automatic continuing resolution in case you didn't get the budget done on time. But we would really like the Congress to operate on time. So one of the things we say is if you don't get the budget resolution done on time, meaning the conference between the two budget committees is signed, sealed, and delivered, then no recess until it gets done. That sort of sounds like what the private sector does. Keep people working until they get the job done.
I guess the question then becomes, how do you get things like this through Congress, which would have to live with what it does to itself?
Well, that's right, but it is clear to most members of Congress that the budget process is broken, that just returning to regular order, as they say, is not going to fix things, because it won't bring the entitlement programs and taxes into the conversation, and we need to do that. Things have changed since 1974. One could have argued in 74 that discretionary spending was the big piece of the pie. That's not true anymore. It's the entitlements that are the big piece of spending, and a lot of spending goes through the tax code.
All right, and speaking of the tax code and the process here, the federal fiscal year begins October 1st. The tax year is really calendar, with filing and receipts coming in, you know, April 15th and so forth. Do you think that there is any potential in getting the fiscal year and the tax year and the calendar year aligned somewhat more closely? Would that help?
I don't think it would help much. I'm old enough to remember the last time we fiddled with the fiscal year, the Budget Reform Act that we referred to in 1974 moved the end of the fiscal year from July to September, starting October 1. That didn't help. The Congress just got behinder and behinder. Maybe moving it to the end of the calendar year would help because they want to go home for Christmas. But that means that you're operating a long time before the fiscal year actually begins.
All right. So with these recommendations, this report out now from the Bipartisan Policy Center, what happens next? Where will these recommendations go? And have you had any feedback or reaction yet?
Well, this came out just a couple of days ago, and it's summer, and the Congress is very occupied with other things like the Iran nuclear problem. So we haven't had feedback essentially from the Congress. We hope that over the next few months maybe into next year, that Congress will focus on the budget process. They know it's broken. They need to fix it. And we hope our recommendations will be taken seriously because we're two people, Senator Pete Domenici and I, who have worked with the process for a very long time, and we thought we ought to get our ideas out there.
You know, those of us in Washington that deal with these things, either actually deal with them or cover them, find them interesting, they probably dull most people's minds outside of Washington, and you have had a long history of public service, and given the kind of sadness of the way this whole budget process is working, how come you're not on a tropical island somewhere?
Oh, I believe in American democracy. I think we can make it work. We've had moments of extreme polarization before, if you count the Civil War, they've been much more extreme than this one. We come back and we come back together, and I think we realize deep down inside somewhere that compromising our differences and running the government properly, whatever you think the government should do, is very important.
All right. Dr. Alice Rivlin is a senior fellow in economic studies at the Brookings Institution and a former director of both the Congressional Budget Office and the Office of Management and Budget. Thanks so much for joining us.
Enjoyed it, Tom.